A New York State Assemblywoman from the Hudson Valley was at a Ritz-Carlton hotel in Westchester County Thursday. She was there to promote legislation she authored to require lodging facilities to provide human trafficking recognition training. Annika Lucas says she figures she was raped about 6 hours a week before age 12, during the time she was trafficked from 1969 to 1974.
I was sold by my family in 1969 as a six-year-old child. And I was sold into a murderous network.
This was in Belgium, and she says the pedophile network operated in Europe, its members aristocrats and leaders. She told her story in a video.
It went viral, and I got a lot of attention, a lot of questions, and I thought this is the time to do something, so I wanted to choose something to do.
And so Lucas, a Brooklyn resident, approached Democratic Assemblywoman Amy Paulin of Scarsdale, telling her that a lot of child sex trafficking occurs in hotels, and legislation to educate hotel employees could make a difference. Here's Paulin.
I've introduced legislation that require all hotels, motels, and other lodging facilities in New York to require all employees to take a human trafficking recognition training program, much like we've seen implemented here. Post in plain view and in conspicuous place in the lobby and in public restrooms a notice which will include the National Human Trafficking Hotline's telephone number.
Paulin modeled her bill after legislation in Connecticut, which passed a similar law in 2016. Paulin discussed her bill at the Ritz-Carlton in White Plains, which is owned by Marriott International. Tu Rincha is director of corporate social responsibility for Marriott. She says the company put in place a human trafficking training requirement in January.
Requiring human trafficking training of all our hotel associates in our 6,000 properties around the world so that they can better understand how to identify the many signs of human trafficking.
So far, 86% of Marriott's employees have undergone the 30-minute training. William Yar is general manager of the Ritz-Carlton in White Plains, where he says some 85% or 185 employees have received the training.
What this has done is it opened the eyes, especially to some of our heart of the house or back of the house ladies and gentlemen. When doing this training with our housekeeping team, the questions and the aha moments just to know what to look for.
But there is not the requirement, as outlined in Paulin's bill, to post a notice that would include a hotline number. Marriott co-developed the training with ECPAT USA, a Brooklyn-based group that seeks to end commercial sexual exploitation of children. Carol Smolensky is a founder and executive director of ECPAT USA.
Everyone needs this training. Every hotel worker needs it. And we're going to save a lot of kids.
Lucas says she may have sought help had someone reached out to her, or if there were someone to call.
Because I was always looking to get out somehow, if I had seen one sign somewhere that would have said that a child is not a prostitute, for me, that would have made me think a lot, because I thought I was a prostitute. And I was never told otherwise.
Paulin says she's in the education phase with her bill.
My hope is to move the bill. My hope is to move the bill, you know, even if, you know, whether we're able to make it law, we only have a few weeks left, or whether we raise awareness and get the bill in good shape for next year, both are good objectives.
The bill has several co- and multi-sponsors in the assembly, and Paulin says Jesse Hamilton, an independent Democrat from Brooklyn, will sponsor the bill in the Senate. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in White Plains.